and I may have to take a timeout, but I'm going to get back into it. And tomorrow, whatever my options are, I'm going to go for it. I just try to live for today, right? Just for today. And if you win enough days in a row, you'll climb that ladder and you'll get to your goal.
Welcome to It's the Human Experience Podcast. Hosted by Hazel Brown, a healthcare leader, wife, mom, and career coach. If you're big on authenticity, personal development, perseverance, and transparency, you're in the right place. Get ready to be uplifted, inspired, and empowered as you become fearless in pursuit of the life you desire and deserve. Our goal is to help you level up by creating a safe space to learn and reflect while listening to transparent stories from our host or successful professionals and business owners who've agreed to share the parts of success that typically gets X'd out on social media. Because that's the part you need to see and hear. The process. Go ahead and subscribe. You don't want to miss out on these transparent stories and discussions that reveal highs, lows, aha moments, and nuggets that'll help you to grow and glow.
Hey, 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 you are now tuning in to the It's the Human Experience podcast. Today, I have a great treat for you because life be life-ing. And the guest that I have today, Trent Brock, listen, he's all about turning lemons into lemonade. Welcome, Trent.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So I'm not going to skip a beat. I'm going to jump right into the episode. Make sure that you're following us, though. If you're not already following us, please go ahead and scroll up to the top. Hit that follow button. We're on all podcast streaming platforms. And I want to make sure that you don't miss out on any of the good episodes that we have in store for you. So going right in, Trent, the first question I want the audience to really get familiar with is, who are you?
Well, I'm originally from North Louisiana. And graduated from Louisiana Tech with a degree in with an MBA and a degree in information technology. Traveled around the country installing large IT systems, and also did that all over the world.
Nice. Yeah. So if we could describe you, if you wanted to describe yourself in three words, right? How would you describe Trent at this point in your life?
Golly, I would say adventurous, tenacious, and relentless.
Love it. Relentless. Listen, let's dive into that. I think when I spoke with you before, just kind of hearing your story and the things that you really overcome and persevere through, that grit, that muscle, like for me, that was like inspiring, motivational, and all the things, right? I find myself to be the kind of person that tries to be inspiring, but just really owning that tenacity and owning that grit in the way that you have through life. I really want to dive deeper in that and have you just kind of share a little bit about your journey through life.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, just to kind of expand on what I had said, you know, I had the opportunity to travel around the country, you know, installing large IT systems. And then I did that around the world as well. I ended up in New Zealand, of all places, and I was working in IT there, and I met this guy in the boxing gym that was down there training some fighters, and they had come down to train. They were just kind of on a vacation holiday kind of thing, and he did kettle corn in his home state of Washington as kind of a side business. Well, I kind of got to know these guys over being there a few months. We decided we'd start a weekend kettle corn business. It wasn't in New Zealand at the time. And, you know, I'd always kind of wanted to do my own thing. It was no threat to the IT thing because it was on the weekends. Well, this thing just exploded, right? And, you know, it's 13 years in business now. And we have, you know, about 15 staff, two factories, popcorn lines. We supply internationally. You know, all over Asia and the Middle East, and obviously all of New Zealand and the islands and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely a big popcorn fan in the sense that I love mixing caramel popcorn with cheddar popcorn.
Oh, that's the best. The Chicago mix.
Yes, it's amazing.
It sounds weird until you try it. And then you eat the whole bag.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I do the same thing, and I don't even like popcorn anymore.
I can imagine.
Right? Yeah.
So you talked about getting your MBA, moving into IT, working in different roles, and just really realizing like the difference you can make as an entrepreneur in the freedom that you get for yourself. Like, talk to me about some myths along the journey, like as you're working towards what success looks like versus actually kind of going through the journey for entrepreneurial spirit and kind of speaking to what you feel like some myths were along the journey.
Some myths? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, I guess this kind of moves me into, some of my personal life, because for me, I think a lot of people get caught up in that myth of, success. For me, success is what I defined it as, which was, having a very successful business, making a lot of money, having a bunch of employees and, just being in the top of your industry and your category and, that kind of a thing is really kind of what I think a lot of people maybe in the business world get caught up in, maybe what success is or the definition of success. But really, about several years into the popcorn business, about 4 or 5 years ago, I started limping around my factory, and I went to several doctors, and then I went into the hospital to have some blood work done. I got an X-ray, and then I got the doctor called me and said, you have extremely aggressive, extensive hip bone cancer. And so this kind of moves my perspective of, what success or happiness or what that definition is, because after going through that journey for 4 years, having 3 different cancers over a couple of years, one of them was pancreatic cancer, which is a less than 5% chance to make it. All of my specialists, and from my orthopedic, to my lung doctor, to my oncologist, they all told me I wasn't going to make it. I had only gotten a year, left to live. And, the meaning of life changed for me. And, I made it through. I came back to the States. I was, caught up in the public healthcare system over there. It's very average. And, once I got the pancreatic thing, they just kind of wrote me off. And so I came back here and, I went to some great doctors here and we beat it. We beat it. And, so the definition of success for me or maybe life is, it's really more about, what are you doing for others? Are you helping others? I've learned that, I like making a big popcorn deal, right? Who doesn't like making it? I mean, the buzz you get when you get several hundred stores or a huge, contract of, tens of hundreds or thousands of dollars is kind of the same feeling you get when one of your old staff call you and they say, you taught me everything I knew and you made me what I am. And I wouldn't be where I am today without you. Mm-hmm. And, that's you get that same feeling. And, that genuine feeling changes people's lives. Yeah. And, that's kind of what I'm about now. That really, I still have my popcorn business and I'm still running it and I'm still doing that. And that's good and all. But I'm moving more into, like people that are on the cancer journey. And, I've been through it all. Done it all. 13 major surgeries, 10 months in hospital, on my deathbed. I can't tell you how many times they told me I wasn't going to make it. And, I can help people. I can be the one to say, hey, look, you can make it. Listen to your experts. It's okay. Listen to the experts. Take it on board. But they don't know you like you know you. You're the only one that's been inside you for however long you're alive. You know what's going on in there. Your conscience guides you.
Yeah.
It teaches you. It shows you, that's what I think to me. Is what I get more value out of is relationships and pouring into people and helping people and those kind of things now, really. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I think that you really touch on an important thing that early on in life, society tells you what success looks like. And then you start to realize that, wow, I've gotten degrees, I've gotten the career, I've even started a business. But then life teaches you about what really feels like success. Okay. Once you kind of face different situations and you realize that the money, the title, the status, the anything doesn't help you in times that you have to use your muscle, your grit, your perseverance, right?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
You have to tap into that. And that's I think right. It's awesome that to your point, that becomes the myth that success looks like this, because the reality through your experience is that pouring into others, building relationships and creating that interconnection that we all desire actually is just as fulfilling in knowing that you made a difference in the life of somebody else. So that's right. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you're right. You're right. You know, you get caught up in the money. I was on top of the popcorn world, you know, for me. Right. And I got knocked off that, and I couldn't buy my way out of it. You know, I couldn't do anything but change, you know, and I had to change a lot of things, right? I had to change my diet. I had to change my exercise routine. And the biggest change was I had to change my mindset.
Yeah.
And that was the hardest, because I'm just a practical, common sense kind of guy, right? You know, I just take the facts. I deal with facts only. And that's how we're going to make decisions. That's kind of how I'm wired up, how I'm made up. It's really good for a lot of situations and things, but it's not so good when you're the odds are, you know, less than, you know, what, you know, than 5%. Right. And so, you know, that's what I really had to do was I couldn't get anyone to do that. I had to do it for me, and I had to put in the hard yards and the hard work and the time to change my mindset. And it took me 9 months to a year of, you know, if I wasn't at work and if I was doing something positive to work on my mindset or to work on my health. Right.
Yeah.
And I started listening to like the Miracle Sermons, or I was listening to self-help podcasts, or, you know, I was talking to somebody that I respected that gives me good advice. Or, you know, I was doing anything I could do to make my mind believe that I could beat this when everyone else was telling me I couldn't.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I love that, because you really spoke through the journey of the mindset, right? That is the big differentiator to how we could accomplish any one of our goals and overcome any of our problems. So I love that you spoke to also the length of time that it took for you to get there, because often we talk about personal development as though it's something that we just, and we're developed, and it's not.
I wish. Yeah, I wish it was just as quick as doing a Google online, you know. Everybody wants everything to be immediate now. It, you know, the Google thing, the internet, we don't have time. We don't have patience. You know, it's gone now. And I find myself even getting frustrated, you know, on stuff. If it's like, if it's not immediately right there, I'm, you know, but you can't be that way. You kind of have to go back to the old school, like our grandparents or our parents, the hard work, the time you put in. And, you know, and I think you can tell just by listening to me, I got a very strong mental fortitude now. But you know what? I can't stop working on it. And the thing is, if you start slacking and you get cocky, you're going to get caught.
Right. It's a never ending. It's a never process for sure. I'm so glad you spoke to that. And I think what I really want you to sit in is really like your mindset routine, because though I definitely commend you for being able to create that mindset to battle something like you talked about three different kinds of cancer in such a short period of time, and having the mindset of kind of going after your goals, getting things done. This is what success looks like. And then getting to a place where it's going really, really good only have to learn all over again what life is about, and do you want to fight for it, and how do you fight and get to it? Like, what did your mindset routine look like? Because there are so many people that are going through experiencing cancer, diabetes, heart disease, all these things, just everyday problems, right? And it seems impossible. So when you talk about overcoming something like cancer, three different kinds in such a short period of time, and you are able to overcome something that was meant to destroy you, like, what does your daily mindset routine look like?
Well, you know, and hey, I'm just like everybody else. I'm just a regular old guy, right? But I got mental muscle strength because I've trained it. And it's not this like super, you know, black magic formula. It's just simple, right? But you have to do it. So the number one thing is you got to figure out what you want. Yeah. What do you want? Cause I sat around after I got my final diagnosis that they told me it was over. I sat around the house for 2 or 3 weeks, right? Thinking about taking my own life. Very seriously, I just don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm tired. I've had enough of this. I just don't want to do it anymore. So, and then I thought about that and, you know, the giving up. And I'll tell you what, I sat around and you know how long the time ticks away when you just are waiting on time. It is horrible. And I feel like that the waiting around to die would be worse than dying. Although I'm not quite sure because I'm still here, you know. So I just, you know what? I was on the phone with my folks one day after one of the appointments because they were in the States. I was still in New Zealand. And, you know, they would be on the phone with me on my appointments. And afterwards we would talk about it. We'd call and we would kind of review and talk about everything. They were my support person, you know, for me. Nice. And just the despair, the sadness, the hopelessness that their son was dying and there was nothing they could do about it. And, you know, I was kind of at that give up stage. And I just thought, you know, there was a time, right, with this hip. One of them was hip cancer, which left my leg shorter than the other, about 4 inches. And so over time, I just want to show you that this is kind of what the kind of a shoe that I kind of had originally. And over time, because there's no hip bone there, it got to be this.
Wow.
Okay. I was walking around with that on crutches. I've had a surgery to help to repair the hip, but you have to figure out what you want, right? And I decided I was going to fight, right? My dad, when they come in and we had gone through this thing with the hip about three times over because they would do the x-rays. And then they would try to build the implant and it would take a couple months in this long, you know, public healthcare system. And then they would say, we're ready for surgery. Wouldn't fit because the cancer progressed. So we start over. Third time they came in and said, look, we're cutting the leg off. My parents were on the call and my dad just stepped in and said, you're not doing this, doc. This guy's a fighter. He's not a quitter. You don't know who he is. You leave that leg and we will make this work. Mm-hmm. And I thought back to that conversation and I said, you know what? I am a fighter. I am not a quitter. And I'm going to go down swinging if I go down, because if I do go down, everyone will say, you know, he fought until his last breath. He left here. He left this earth with his dignity and his pride and his respect. And so that's what I decided to do. So I made a decision, right? So you have to figure out what you want. You make that decision and then you need a good reason. Right. So when those days get tough, and they will, you have to have a good reason to remind yourself, OK, well, this is why. But my reason was I didn't want to die on my folks. Quite simply, that was all very simple. And I put up reminders around. Right. So all the time I'm thinking about that in my office, you know, one in the bedroom, one in the kitchen, one in the bathroom, one in the car. You just put those little reminders up. And hey, you're going to have tough days. You're going to have tough days and rough days. And if you do, don't beat yourself up over it. You know, if I got some really bad news, you know, about from one of the doctors and it just knocked me back and I started kind of going back, you know, I have to think back to when I made a decision and I made that decision and I have a reason. And I'm like, okay, well, this is the problem for today, right? And I may have to take a timeout, but I'm going to get back into it. And tomorrow, whatever my options are, I'm going to go for it. I just try to live for today, right? Just for today. And if you win enough days in a row, you'll climb that ladder and you'll get to your goal, right? So you don't have to worry about tomorrow. And you can't, you know, sulk over yesterday because that's over. You just got to do your best you can today. And that's what I did. So, because I got self-guilt, right? If I don't do enough, when I try to sleep at night, I feel guilty. And so that's what I had to put myself in the position of. Are you doing all the things you can do to save your life? Mm-hmm. And then you can sleep well. And that's what I would do. So you just got to do the best you can with that day. And you're not going to win every day. You're not, you know? And so, and I put enough good days together to beat this thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it was.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you and so happy that you were able to, one, you're here and you're sharing that resilient story to really help others know, like, you can get through it. You can make that decision to work through it. I think about two things you said, not only in this last question, but in something that you talked about before, about going slow, right? A lot of times nowadays, I'm looking at things like our plants, right? They all have seasons for blooming. They all have seasons for needing to be nurtured and they need to be watered. And so often we try to skip that step. And we want to bloom every day. We want to bloom all the time. And to your point, sometimes there are going to be bad days. And everything that comes after us is not meant to hurt us. Sometimes it's helps us to teach a different perspective, to learn a different lesson, and to be able to help more people come through things. And the experiences that we go through really helps us. It anchors us in our purpose. It really does. And it helps us believe in ourselves so much greater because to your point, you can think back at the moments where you were like, forget it. I can't do this.
Oh, and then
you're saying to yourself, wow, Trent, you thought you couldn't do it. And look, you did it. And it makes you realize, like, just like I did that, I could do anything. Exactly. It is truly in the mind. It's not magical to your point. It is making a decision that I deserve better. I deserve this life. And I want to be here for my parents, to your point. And I made that decision. I'm going to make it happen.
Yep.
I love that for you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. You know, and hey, I still struggle sometimes. You know, and I still doubt and, you know, things come up and that's exactly what I do. I think back to one of those times, right, that I did win, that I was a long shot for this or that. And I didn't, you know, think I could make it, but I did, you know, and that's what gives me the confidence. If I start to doubt on something like for today and I think back to say, hey, remember that time, remind yourself, remember when. You won that. You beat that. You did that. Just like when you did that, you can do this. So don't you, that negative, you got to go.
You know, that thing,
you're out of here. You ain't in here. You're gone, you know? And so, it still happens to me. It still happens. But, you know, few and far between, you know, not near like it did. And
And you spoke to a good point. You got to leverage whatever you have to use to anchor you into where you're trying to go, right? And then separate from that, you have to encourage yourself. You have to support yourself. Not only getting support from the outside, you have to be your biggest cheerleader to understand that, to your point, I love that you're not giving this like magic message, but you have to understand that even once you personally develop and get yourself in the mind frame to overcome something, life is still going to hit you with different things, and you're going to have to continue to make choices in how you want to show up, because it's important to realize that, yes, you're going through this, but it is a human experience. Everyone is going through something, and we all make choices every day in terms of what makes the most sense for us and how we show up and feel fulfilled. And on the days we don't, we give ourselves grace and we keep going.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You know, you can't be too hard on yourself. You know, you got to push. But golly, you know, I mean, some days are just a disaster. You know, and I just, you know what? And I'm just like, you know what? It's one of those days. And I just pack it in and I'm just going to go home. And you know what? I'm going to relax. I'm going to go for a walk, go to the gym, go do something, you know, have myself a popsicle, you know, on the patio and just chill out, you know, and think about the options of what the problem is and say, you know what? I'm just not going to make a decision today. I'm going to think about these options. And if I'm not quite sure, I'm going to go to one of my people, right? You know, that, that helps me. One of my friends that gives me good advice, my folks, my counselor, my teacher, whoever, right? And help them, and they'll help you make a decision. But tomorrow morning, when you wake up, you know, there's a fire under your tail. You know, you put your clothes on, you get your butt out the door, and you have made that decision, and you just plow on, you know? And hey, that's what I do, right? I give myself a bit of a grace period. You know, let's kind of absorb this. Let's take it in. Let's think about it. Let's don't make a rash decision. But I got to make a decision, especially about what was going on with me and my health, because like time was literally ticking by the day. And, you know, and so that's just kind of what I do. I don't like to just, you know, you just, if you sit around and you're on the seesaw of indecision, it will paralyze you to the point where you won't do anything except get yourself miserable and cranky and grumpy, right? And then you haven't done anything about it. So that's just kind of what I like to do. That's what works good for me. You know, you got to know what works good for you. But that's the thing, right? You take a little time, you figure out the options, you go, and hey, if you make a bad option, just rewind. You can rewind. There's almost nothing that you do in life that you cannot go back on a little bit, right? There are only a few things that you would do that you can't fix, take back, be forgiven for, or you know, anything, right? And so, gosh, you know, I mean, we're human. And man, you know, if you make a mistake, I just am like, hey, gosh, you know, I messed up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to myself, too. And gosh, you know, just forgive yourself, you know, and golly, let's just hammer on it again tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's so important. Like that grace word really has to come up more times than not, because we have to give ourselves grace and we have to be thankful really of where we are and just our life's journey, right? Overcoming so much. And I think it's important to acknowledge that while we're talking about your mindset for overcoming cancer, it's also important to understand like this same mindset is applicable to any and everything, any situation you could be going through in life. It is the same formula all the time. It's a decision. Right. It's figuring out your why. It's anchoring yourself to that why. Take daily actions every day to get to where you're trying to go. Life is going life, but you got to reel it back to your point and try to make sure that you keep on going, because if you're not betting on yourself, who's going to do it for you?
Right. That's right. I mean, you're your biggest cheerleader, right? I mean, it, you know, and that's what I've learned in the healthcare system, public or private, and especially after the COVID thing, you have to advocate for yourself. Right. And you just have to be, you know, just consistently, politely firm. And you just have to keep on and keep on. Right. You know, mom says you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. So you better be nice no matter what. Right. Because, you know, I mean, I get a little frustrated with, you know, ignorance, shall we say. But hey, you know, you just, you know, if you need something. And you need something from that somebody, it goes a lot better if you just try to do it nicely. And, you know, and that, you know, I've learned that even here. I mean, there have been several mistakes with me, even here in the private healthcare, you know, thing. You just have to watch. You have to be attentive to everything, you know, because people are only watching out for themselves most of the time. Right. Yeah. And it's just, I just think a lot of things have changed since COVID. And, you know, they won't go back to where they were.
Yeah. And that's a conversation from another day, because I am healthcare and changing the way that the experience is for patients is something I'm passionate about. I actually do a lot of that work in my career, so I get it. But I also don't want to skip over the fact that I've never heard that saying before. I heard it as, you catch more flies with honey than you catch with something else. And I'm like, this is the first time I heard vinegar. Okay. Yeah. That's a more appropriate way to do it.
Well, I mean, we got some good deep South cliches that are still hanging around.
Where can the listeners find you online?
If you just want to say hi or say, hey, I love this, I'd love to hear from you. I do coaching as well. And you know what? Like you said, I use the same formula that I beat cancer to beat an obstacle that's kicking your butt. Right. And, I help people overcome obstacles and get to their goals and stuff like that. But yeah, or you just want to say hi. It's TrentBrock@yahoo.com. Or you can find me on Facebook at Trent Brock. And, my Instagram is Trent B Brock. And then I have my LinkedIn is Trent Brock as well. So, any of those, but mainly it'd be the email and kind of the Facebook thing. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Trent, thanks so much for joining us. This has been such a great conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Listen, if you didn't take anything away from everything that we just discussed, you're not ready for personal development. Listen, Trent just dropped.
You better listen again. You better rewind and go, and you need to listen to this a few more times.
He just dropped all the gems, in terms of being able to get to where you're trying to go on your journey. Listen, if you're not already following us, go ahead and scroll to the top and make sure you hit that follow button, or subscribe if you're watching from YouTube. Also, be sure to leave a comment. We love to hear the takeaways, what you got from this, so that I can make sure that we're bringing on guests that really add value. It was such a value add. Listen, it's time to turn your lemons into lemonade, just like Trent. And go bet on yourself and become your best self. As always, thanks for tuning in to the It's the Human Experience podcast. Let's grow, let's go together.
We hope you caught all those gems. So here for all of it. Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a gem. Write a review so that we know to keep bringing you episodes like this. And check us out online at itsthehumanexperience.com to keep up with us. Keep growing and glowing. Catch you on the next episode.